Royal Protester Eats Fergie, 30th of May, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UnNews. London, England. An anti-royal protester has chosen to demonstrate against British royal family by eating Sarah Fergie Ferguson, the Duchess of York. He claims that he has taken this drastic act in an effort to put animal cruelty carried out by the royal family into the spotlight. Fergie was served minced with apple, onion, seasoning, and apparently tasted, quote, really, really, really disgusting, unquote. The consumption was broadcast during a live radio show, a 7-minute period of grunting, lip-smacking, and the sound of tearing gristle. Mark McGowan, a performance artist who once ate a ballerina during the production of Swan Lake, defended his actions. Quote, I know some people will find this offensive and tasteless, much like Fergie herself, but I'm doing this to raise awareness about the RSPCA's inability to prosecute Prince Philip and his friends for hurting a fox's feelings with a social snub, unquote. To add culinary insult to injury, before dining, McGowan mixed Fergie with that most hated of all American condiments, ketchup. Quote, Europeans are so smug. The royal family made it known to me that it would be, quote, acceptable, unquote, if I added garlic. Then they went ballistic when I made it clear I would be adding ketchup, or possibly even mustard, but not Grey Poupon. I also included a sickeningly sweet drink with the meal instead of wine. We had purple-colored Kool-Aid. The royal family is totally PO'd, unquote. It appears that McGowan is correct about the reaction of the royals. It was separately reported that the Queen Mum was so angry that she accidentally spit out her dentures, quote, clipping the Queen near the eye, unquote. No stitches were required. However, the Queen was required to wash her face for the first time in several years. Reportedly, the Queen said, quote, thank the stars above, the old lady didn't hit my crotch. I might have had to bathe, unquote. The RSPCA said in a statement that it has investigated the alleged incident with the fox and found no evidence that anything but necessary suffering took place. McGowan insists that any parts of Fergie which remain uneaten by the end of the day will be donated to poor nations to end world hunger. This has been Reverend Simulator with a disgusting story for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.